The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Meditation doesn't have to be a solo practice. Meditation is more fun with friends. Looking for a way to drop in and hang out at the same time? Join us online at Omega Institute for a meditation party with self-proclaimed meditation nerds Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, Sabine Selassie, and Jeff Warren. This three-day retreat will stream live from Omega's Hudson Valley campus May 17th to 19th. Don't miss the party. Reserve your spot at eomega.org/party today. Welcome to the Angel Tarot Show with best-selling author and Angel Tarot expert Radley Valentine. Plan your week ahead with gentle guidance from your angels combined with the wisdom of Tarot and create the magical life you deserve.
Hey, everybody, it is Radley, and welcome to the Angel Tarot Show. Now, this week, we are talking about a forecast month by month for the year 2024. So if you're listening to this on mindbodyspirit.fm, hey, here we go. If you're watching on YouTube, then of course you'll be able to see the cards that I am pulling. So I'm using Angel Wisdom Tarot cards for this annual review. And I thought that I would start by pulling one card to see what the theme for 2024, an overarching theme, just something that summarizes things at a very high level. Now, keep in mind, I have not pulled a single card. I have no earthly idea where any of this is going, but we shall see. So what we're asking the angels for at this particular moment is a single card that reflects an overall topic, subject, energy, feeling for 2024. So let's see what that card is. And that card is Knight of Water, Knight of Water. This card talks about romance and flirtatiousness and introspection. It talks about falling in love and being swept off your feet, a sudden love affair, possibly a lack of balance in a relationship, situations or topics that make your heart flutter, a love of art or poetry. Now, can that mean that for some people that 2024 is a year of romance and of relationships growing stronger and more powerful? Of course. But we can also look at this because we weren't asking for something super laser specific. We were asking for an overall view. So I think this is about 2024 being about things of the heart, deep emotions, experiences that make our hearts flutter, falling in love with life or topics or subject matters, new experiences, new topics. It's about having a year where things are governed by positive emotions. Now, the thing about the Knight of Water is that the Knight of Water can get emotionally a little out of balance because perhaps we give too much and don't take back in equal amounts. That an emotional kind of year, a year of a sense of loving things. So I'll take that. I hope you will too. So let's take a look first at January. So here we go with January. January 2024. So this is a slower moving episode, just so you know, because I've got to shuffle every single time. I thought about pre-shuffling everything, but then I take away the opportunity for cards to show up multiple times. And so, wow, okay. Wow. Well, this is spot on to that first card. So the first card that we have is Page of Water. Page of Water talks about messages regarding relationships, new emotional experiences, a romantic encounter, social events, heightened psychic abilities. The next card is Nine of Water. This is the card that I call Wishes Comes True. Wishes Comes True, your dreams become reality, a magical time of life, good fortune, faith in the universe that all will be well. And the last card for January is balance, blending the ideas of others with your own to create extraordinary, successful compromise, the power of diversity, self-control, patience, and balance. So let's just talk about these three cards together. First of all, this is an amazing, accurate, very spot-on summation to the year in general, a sense of falling in love, having wishes come true, but also having to stay in a place of balance. So right away, we can sort of see January as this month where we really are getting an initial sense of, wow, this is the kind of stuff that I might be feeling throughout the entire year. And as a sense of emotion, a sense of wanting my wishes to come true, and also a sense of needing to stay in balance. So that's for January. I'm going to put these cards back because I want these cards to have the opportunity to come back, to show up for us again. So let's look at February of 2024. February of 2024. See, this is, wow. Okay. So the first card is Ace of Water. Ace of Water is very much attached to Page of Water. So once again, this same sort of feeling, a beautiful new emotional experience, a romantic relationship or a deep friendship, awakening of psychic abilities or spiritual insights, a love letter or a new home. So very heartfelt, deep emotional experiences. Just like I said, aces are tied to pages. So that's why this sounds a lot like Page in January. Now, we have other very different energies in February as well, though, because we have Knight of Earth and we have Seven of Air. So Knight of Earth talks about planning carefully before taking action, but then get going, pay attention to the details, watch out for wait for perfect timing, a guardian angel or someone who watches over you. But then we have a more troublesome energy from Seven of Air, a loss of peace of mind or personal freedom. Take caution, be aware of others' actions, a material loss, making sure you are being honest with yourself, embarrassing secrets being revealed. So I think that for February, what we're talking about here is we've got that same sense of this energy, but the Ace is far more naive than the Page. And so we have this feeling, these feelings from January that might be sort of like running away with us a little bit and requiring the need of the Knight of Earth. Now, the Knight of Earth is my significator. Another way of saying that is the card that represents guardian angels for me. And so the need to plan things out very carefully, to be prepared, not to run off all willy-nilly on whatever this emotion is that you are feeling that came from January into February, but also having our angels on our side. The Seven of Air is the sort of card to make you stay aware and awake that talks about if you don't pay a lot of attention, then you could sort of run willy-nilly and that could backfire on you. It could cause you a lack of personal peace, this sense of sort of like freaking out, being a little bit in a panic, maybe even causing a loss or causing you to feel embarrassed. This is not fated. Nothing in cards is fated. It's the energy that could come from your sense of running a little bit amok on your emotions without having planned. So that is February. So now we're going to go to March. Okay, for March, I need one more shuffle. Wow. So March, in some ways, is February intensified. So the first card that we have is the Star. So the Star is a card of great faith. It says, have faith in the future, dreams coming true, positive changes that bring an end to challenging times, the light at the end of the tunnel. So more of that really positive, uplifting, optimistic viewpoint of where we're headed. But much like we had the Knight of Earth in February, we have the Emperor, which is basically sort of that same energy intensified. So the card says logic and organization, increasing your success, taking charge of a situation, accepting a leadership role, structure and discipline. A lot of that same energy that we saw in the Night of Earth that really did talk to us about how important it is to be prepared. And then we have transformation. In traditional tarot, this is the Tower card. And so this card says a significant life experience that requires changes to be made, powerful and often unexpected revelations, breaking free of procrastination, releasing old belief systems. Now, you know, like I said, this is almost like second verse, February, same, or third verse, March, same as the second verse, February, in that it's like, okay, all this emotion and optimism, the need to be prepared, because if you're not prepared, things could go quite askew. Now, I don't look at the transformation card, aka the Tower card, as being all bad news. Sometimes we need our cages rattled so that we will make changes that will take us to the place of joy and happiness. I do believe that when we do not take action or do not take the necessary steps to make changes in our life that will take us away from our unhappiness, then we just become more and more unhappy. And I think the angels actually have a hand in that. This is also three major arcana cards all in the same month. So March, very important month, very important things. All of this energy we've been seeing in January and February intensified. So now let's go to April. Okay, April. Now, this is why, oh, interesting. So this is why I like to shuffle for each month, because it allows for cards to return. And so here we have a return of the Balance card from January. So once again, this says blending the ideas of others with your own to create something extraordinary, successful compromise, the power of diversity, self-control, patience, and balance. And so this is about balance. My second card is awakening. And oh, I should say balance in my deck is the traditional temperance. And the next card is awakening. In traditional tarot, that is the Hanged Man. And so this card talks about a temporary pause for reflection and insight, an awakening where you see things in a whole new light, embrace your own uniqueness, charitable actions. And the last part is the Hermit card. Time spent in peaceful meditation and meaningful solitude. Shine your light as an example to others. Seek out or become a spiritual mentor. Self-discovery. Once again, three major arcana cards all in the same month. So just like March, April, a very powerful, very important month, where we try to stay in a place of balance, try to listen to the advice of others, try to not let their advice trump yours. That's not what we're going for here. What we're going for is the opportunity for you to find epiphany in what other people have to say, blending it with your own perceptions and do something amazing with it. Awakening is a card where the world can get turned a little bit upside down, but I like to think of it more of seeing the world through different lenses, having a change in your perception, seeing things differently, allowing for your perceptions to change. And the Hermit is basically taking all of this information that you've been getting from other people, blending it with your own, allowing your perceptions to change. But the Hermit being a card where we go within for some introspection and personal reflection to decide what is it that we are going to do with the information that has been provided to us. This is probably means that April is not a month of a lot of action. All three of these cards are people standing still. So now let's go to May of 2024. Okay, May of 2024. All right, so still we see things moving slowly in May. The first card we have is Ace of Air. Ace of Air, this card talks about brilliant ideas that may need refinement, overcoming obstacles with faith that everything will work out, communicating clearly and concisely, remaining objective. The next card is Four of Water. And this card says, failing to recognize a magical opportunity, missing the point, the distractions of daily life, discontentment or boredom, lost in your own world, wake up. And then Ten of Air. So the end of a situation that brings relief, sadness, or both, the opportunity for new happiness, a weight off your shoulders, the end of an addiction, a melodramatic reaction. I frequently refer to the Ace of Air as being the speed bump card. It's not that our experiences or our plans aren't going to work out, but we have to slow down. We have to slow down to go over the speed bump. We may need to make changes to our plans. We may need to re-reflect on how we're going to be doing things. Four of Water indicates that we might do it in a pessimistic kind of way. We might see only the negative and not see the positive. In this card, we have a young man who is sitting facing three cups. They're empty. He's not really getting it. There's an angel behind him. It's Archangel Shamuel, who is offering him another cup, and he doesn't even see that there is another option. And in fact, laying around him are golden apples. There's opportunity around him, and he can't see it because he's so in his negative mind about things. Ten of Air is where we kind of snap out of that, where we have to make a change, where we do make a change. A change may be one that is a relief. Oh my God, I'm so glad this is finally happening. I'm finally out of here. It might be, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. This is terrible. I don't want to leave. But it is an ending. So it could be an ending to our procrastination that we've been seeing at the Four of Water that happens, the end of our delays that we saw in the Ace of Air. But by the end of May, we see things change. Let's have a look at June and see in what way they may change. Okay, two more. All right, June. Ah, things get much better in June. Okay, so where have we been? Let's just think about it. So super excited in January, feeling more of that in February, feeling some need for big changes in March, feeling like things are not moving very fast in April and May. And here we are in June, and we have King of Earth. And so King of Earth is prosperity and abundance, and things really start to look much better for us. We really like that. The card says a time of great success, financial security, and prosperity, the Midas touch, everything turning out beautifully. This is a good person to work for. We have the dreamer, which again sort of takes us back to January, this whole sense of our dreams. What do we want to create? Starting something new. The card says a new start, trusting yourself, pushing your fears aside, taking a leap of faith. And then we have Page of Earth, the proverbial student, always learning, time to get to work, an excellent opportunity presents itself, happy news about your career, promotions or scholarships, a new area of study. So the delays that we were seeing in April and in May are over with. They are gone. And now things are like steaming right along with abundance and prosperity, excitement about our wishes come true, and the opportunity and the ability to really make things get going. So let's see what happens in July of 2024. Okay, two and one. All right, July of 2024. More good stuff and cards that we have seen before, two of them anyway. The first card is Page of Fire, Page of Fire. This card says news of exciting opportunities, allowing your creativity to soar, doing things that fuel your passions, finishing what you start. So lots of excitement, lots of passion, lots of action, the ability to get things done. At the same time, though, we have the Hermit. Now, we've seen the Hermit before, right? And so this card says time spent in peaceful meditation and meaningful solitude, shining your light as an example to others. Seek out or become a spiritual mentor, self-discovery. So every card has multiple meanings in Tarot. And I think that for in this particular case, based on the cards that are on either side of it, the meaning for the mentor here is shining our light for others to see, being an example, that Page of Fire energy where we are passionate and making big waves in the world and changes, being a light to people. And also back is Page of Water, back from January. tying this whole first of the year along with the theme for the year back to us. Again, this card says messages regarding relationships, new emotional experiences, a romantic encounter, social invitations or events, heightened psychic abilities. Still, I think being in that place of joyfulness for our purpose, joyfulness for what it is that we want to create, being in love with what we are doing. So now we move into August of 2024. All right, August 2024. We have some challenging inner energy here for August. So the first card we have is the ego. In traditional tarot, this is the devil card. And so this card says the illusion of being trapped, accepting responsibility for your situation, and then making choices that support your path to happiness, addictions, or unhealthy habits. So this is a card where it's like saying, okay, you've got to like let go of anything that you that is holding you back. You've been doing great January through July. You had some slowdown in energy, but this is the first card that's really sort of showing up to go, okay, you're starting to get in your own way. Negative thoughts, fears, beliefs, those kinds of things. It's really starting to be a problem for you. Here we have five of water. Again, this is a little bit like four of water in its nature of being in its negative thoughts, focusing on the negative, things not turning out the way you anticipated, forgiveness of self or others. Everything happens for a reason. Look for the hidden blessings. And finally, we have Ten of Water, a decidedly happier card, a card of support. It talks about a happy marriage, happily ever after, emotional commitment, a loving relationship with your family, raising children wisely and successfully, people you can trust. I think the focus for this card is people you can trust. This is a card that, yes, it can be our nuclear blood families, but it can also be our chosen families. So while we are going through this time where we're needing to like get our egos in check and our negative thoughts in check, our support system will be our families or our chosen families. People who help us to like pull ourselves together and allow us to be able to get more on a positive focus and see that everything happens for a reason and everything is going to be just fine. Moving on to September of 2024. Okay. And things absolutely 100% get better and get better quickly. So the first card we have is Knight of Air. This is the fastest moving energy in tarot. It talks about events that move with great speed, choosing intellectual responses to challenges rather than emotional, sudden or unexpected changes, reviewing your options carefully. We've also got Nine of Earth. It talks about enjoying the fruits of your labors, hard works that has led to a luxurious life, buying yourself something special, happy and successfully being self-employed and enjoying your solitude. And finally, Six of Earth, which is abundance that falls from the sky. The good you do comes back to you, an unexpected inflow of abundance, borrowing wisely or paying off a debt, sharing your wealth with others less fortunate. So what do we have here? We need to like not get stuck in the mud in August because it is clearly going to resolve itself quickly. Staying in a place of negativity or being in a place of skepticism or pessimism is only going to delay it. When it is possible, when we get to September, that things will rapidly change. We will be feeling our own prosperity and abundance, having a sense of inflow of resources. It could be financial. It could be assistance. It could be people who show up to help you save the day. It can be any kind of resources, but resources are aplenty. You feel good about it, and it is a swift change. So now we head into the last quarter of 2024. Let's have a look at October. October of 2024. Okay, so in October of 2024, the first card we have is renewal. In traditional tarot, this is judgment. And the card says, reviewing the past with compassion and forgiveness, time to head in a new direction, clarity on your life purpose. In your heart, you know what to do. This is a card where we start to reflect. We start to like pause and go, you know what? What is it? Where have I been? Where am I now? And where do I want to go? So you might be in a place of starting to reflect on this year is sort of starting to come to a close. It's worked in the last quarter. How do I feel about things? How do I want to spend the next 3 months, October, November, December? What do I need to do? There is a cautionary tale here of Ten of Fire. This is a card of overwork and also can be unhealth that comes from overwork. It talks about working too hard or too many hours, the need for balance in life, letting others help you, health problems due to stress. Now, as if right on target to that, we have Two of Earth next, which talks about taking the next steps, bold and ambitious choices, partnering with others who can share your dream, exploring your plans, continuing to move forward. This pulls the whole thing together beautifully because what we have is we've got this renewal where we're really reviewing things. We are aware that we are working too hard and we are way stressed out. And Two of Fire says, get assistance, get someone to help you. Get someone to help you and to help you to expand your plans that came from the renewal card so that you don't continue to do this. So let's now look at November, next to last month in 2024. And there we are. Okay. Ah. So the first card we got, again, is renewal. Again, so we in November are still in a time of reflection, introspection, a sense of wanting to really think about where am I headed? Maybe you're thinking about 2025 already, but we're really reviewing things. We've got the Magician card that talks about magic is alive in your life. What you need to be a success will manifest. If you believe it, you can do it. Now, what is really peculiar, and we're going to have to like talk this out, I think, is we've got this, oh, I'm thinking things through, Magician, oh, I can do anything. And yet we have Five of Earth. Five of Earth is a card that is decidedly not, I can do anything. This card talks about negative thoughts manifesting into real challenges, fears surrounding money, reaching out to others for assistance, poor timing for becoming self-employed. So negative Nelly is back. So what are we seeing here? We are seeing a theme for 2024 that everything is actually okay, if not fantastic. We just keep getting in our own way and the way that we think about things, allowing us to be in this space of negativity, of allowing our negative thoughts to run away from us when we really are okay. One of the things about Five of Earth is that Five of Earth has behind it, in the image, there is an image that it appears like the people that are principal to the image are in front of a place of spiritual belief. And this card is meant to say there is assistance, there is help for you if you feel like you need it, whether that is emotional help, mental help, or whether it is just some sort of financial health, but it doesn't sound like things are financially bad. It's just your perceptions. And so now we go to December of 2024. We go to Christmas. 1 year from now. So all three of these are cards that we've seen before. The first one is Ace of Air. This is that card that I told you that was a speed bump card. It says brilliant ideas that may need refinement, overcoming obstacles with faith that everything will work out, communicate clearly and concisely, remain objective. Next, we have Knight of Earth, that card of abundance and prosperity that tells us everything is going great, a time of great success, financial security and prosperity, the Midas touch, everything turning out beautifully, a supportive parent and spouse, a good person to work for. And finally, also we've seen Two of Fire before, a card that talks about taking the next steps, bold and ambitious choices, partnering with others who share your dreams, expanding your plans, continuing to move forward. So yeah, some delays perhaps in December. I mean, people do slow down in December because of the holidays. They find it difficult to focus. But abundance and the ability to get help and to expand your dreams into 2025. So I'd like to pull another card, just one last card here. While we looked at the overall theme for 2024 in that first card, and you may remember, it was the Knight of Water. I would like to know, how are we going to overall perceive 2024 by the time we are at the end of it? Let's see what card we get for that. Okay. The Chariot. This card says, rewards that come from hard work, successfully balancing many priorities at once, determination and willpower, public recognition. We will see at the end of 2024, as 2024 having been a very successful year, that we had to work hard. The Chariot card is not success that falls from the sky. It is success from very hard work. The Chariot allows you to have the opportunity to succeed and to shine and have public recognition. We're going to feel that at the end of 2024. We're going to feel like 2024 was the best year that we have seen in a very long time, and we need that. And so that makes me very, very happy. So there you have it. That is my forecast for 2024 using Angel Wisdom Tarot cards. Now, this session of this podcast is going to be available in written form, in the form of a blog that you will be able to find by visiting mindbodyspirit.fm. So if you'd like to be able to read this, you can do that by going to mindbodyspirit.fm. In the meantime, I'm Radley Valentine. Happy New Year. Have a fabulous 2024. The cards are stacked in our favor.
You've been listening to the Angel Tarot Show with Radley Valentine. To discover more, visit radleyvalentine.com/podcast. Since 1977, Omega Institute in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley has hosted some of the best spiritual teachers and social visionaries, sharing their messages of hope, healing, and transformation. On the Dropping In podcast, hosted by Emmy Award-winning producer Callie Alpert, you will enjoy in-depth interviews and conversations with people like Pema Chodron, Jack Kornfield, Jon Kabat-Zinn, and many others on the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Also, check out the video series on Spotify.